Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready, kids?
I totally thought you were going to sing the Taylor Swift song just then.
Are you ready for it?
That's so annoying. So many people make reels out of that. It just makes me want to murder someone.
Honestly, I'm kind of offended everybody's kind of ingressed on my territory.
Oh, my God.
It's just kind of like...
We'll save that for a full podcast.
How you feel about like tactical guys coming and doing optic reviews is how I feel about people coming and talking about Taylor Swift.
She's a skank.
What you want to talk about?
Today's 12-minute talk, John. We're going to talk about the economy class rack system that just came out. Just released. Because it was a soft release. I didn't really amp it up too much because I didn't want to be too busy. But 12-minute talk, duh. Get into in-depth about it. 12 minutes, plenty of time. This and much more can be found on AlloyMunitions.com. And your pickup location, this will be in-store pickup only at this time. The future does hold shipping. But at this time, you have to pick it up at Ally Outdoors in Midland. But again, this is going to be about... the economy class rack system. It could probably come up with a little bit better name, but whatever. You know, it's whatever. For those that know, we sell predator hunting chairs that don't come with the cushion.
Chair.
And we ship them to your door, and we have a bunch of other stuff that we ship to your door. But there's been lots of people asking for racks for quite a long time and everything else. So we've been working on this project for a little while, a couple years. Finally got it into production, finally selling them now and all that stuff. So what is the economy class rack system? So before we get into that, let's talk about there's the economy class chair and there's a business class chair. There is a first class chair, but it's not in production at the moment. And it's kind of like the good, better, best options. And as far as weight goes, it's light. I guess lightest, light and lighter. I don't know. The economy class chair is our lightest option. So we set out to develop a rack. First thing we did was the base. And that is on the website, the economy class base. It works with our chairs. That is the base that we launched last year that you can buy. And we can ship that to your door with the chairs. And that allows you to either build your own rack, whether it be welding or what have you, or going to Home Depot and buying inch and three-quarter Unistrut and constructing a very lightweight, simple rack. That was like the whole premise. I wanted people to be able to take this system and either build their own rack or construct something that's very, very inexpensive to get out and go hunting. You know, have some sort of higher up chair. So again, it's a system. So when we take a look at the rack, and it is, again, it's on the website, the economy class rack system. It is it's bare bones. It's just a rack. Very simplistic rack. It utilizes the bases in our chairs. So it's, in turn, it's an entire system. So now, right now, initial launch, I just launched the system itself, which is the rack, two bases, two chairs, like a combo package. Basically, you and a buddy can get hunting fast. Now, what you can do is buy two of these and have a little four-person rack. Or, the good thing about the rack itself, it has multiple mounting locations. So, if you buy it and you and a buddy hunt one weekend, but you want to hunt by yourself the next weekend, there is mounting holes in the center. You can slide all the other stuff off, mount it directly in the center, and have a one-person solo chair. So, again, this is a rack system that's available right now on the website, unless they've sold out by the time this comes out, which I'd probably go in there this next week. This is the full system. This is the rack, two bases, two chairs. Now, we have two different options of chairs currently. They're both economy class chairs. Just one comes with the muffin tops. One comes with the standard top. If you don't know what the muffin top is, go look on the website. All that stuff's available. Like, all the descriptions are there. I can't say this enough. Please read the descriptions before sending me an email. I don't mind fielding phone calls and emails and everything else, but most of the time, the answer to your question is in the description. And I I list out measurements and all kinds of stuff in the description. But at its base, like I said, this is a rack system. Comes in two different options currently. Currently, it is in-store pickup only, and your pickup days are Wednesdays and Fridays. Meaning, if you buy the chair, whatever day it falls on, it's going to be delivered up to the store on a Wednesday or Friday, and you will ask at the front desk, hey, I'm here to pick up my chair. They'll be made aware of it, and they'll take you back there and get it loaded up for you. It's really simple. And again, that's currently. Now, next year, what I'm looking to do is make these shippable. That requires a lot more production time and work and everything else, and we're ironing out all those things right now. But again, at its base, this rack system will fit on just about, if not all, 3/4 ton and 1 ton pickups. That is confirmed 100%. Now, if you want to measure your bed rails, the rack itself has a 61 3/4 inch inside to inside measurement. Meaning if the rack will sit on there, it works. 61 3/4 inches, and it has 3.5 inch long tabs. So it just sits on your bed rails. And it gives you a little bit of elevation. It's plenty high enough to get you shooting over the top of the roof of your pickup. But it's not so crazily high that you have to have ladders or anything else of that nature. So it's kind of like this good middle ground. A lot of guys in North Texas can use this. You'll still be able to get into a lot of your places, not have to worry about trees. And in West Texas, it's just enough height to get some hunting done. So again, it's like this good middle ground point. And the whole point of this system is lowering cost, easy to use, lightweight. The entire system with chairs mounted weighs 250 pounds. That's it. Technically, I'm not telling you to try this, but I have done it myself. I can load mine on my own, and I have done it before. I am not recommending this because, this is kind of heavy. But the fact that, the way it's constructed, and you can see pictures of it on AllyMunitions.com, the economy class rack system. The way it's designed is you could literally just set one side up at a time and then set the other side up on your bed rails and get up there and set the other side on bed rails, slide it into location, strap it down. It's that simple. But the glorious thing about this system is it's all bolted together. So the rack base itself is separate than the two bases, and then the chairs can be unbolted. So technically, if you're hunting on your own, you could unbolt all this shit and remove it. And the chairs, if you're running the economy class chairs, they're 40 to 50 pounds, depending on how you have them set up and what cushions you have put on them. The bases themselves are, off the top of my head, I think they're 40 something pounds individually. And then the rack itself is less than 40 pounds, I believe, 39 or something like that. So relatively lightweight, everything. And the fact that it's everything you need and nothing you don't. That's literally the whole premise of this particular economy class rack. Everything you need, nothing you don't. So there's no extra stuff, add-ons, or nothing like that. It's literally just, I need a rack to get me elevated, to hunt out my truck, and I don't want to take up any room in my truck bed. This is the system for you. Now, if you want a big, elaborate rack, sometime further down the road, there will be first-class racks available. Sometime down the road. That's been a very long ongoing project. I don't know if I ever finished. But anyways, again, 61 3/4 inside to inside, meaning where it sits on your bed rails. If that measurement is your truck, then the rack will work on your truck. But you must measure before you buy. Measure your own bed before you buy this rack. I'm not going to refund people if they just it'll fit. And then, it doesn't fit. And we are not liable if you don't do something properly and you fall out of your rack. There's all that legal jargon on the website, but whatever. Again, it'll cover just about every 3/4 ton and 1 ton pickup. And just about. We don't have access to all the trucks, so I couldn't measure all the trucks. So that measurement covers a lot of them. I do recommend, where it sits on your bed rails, having some sort of rubber to put down so you don't mess up your bed rails. And I do personally recommend 4 straps, but you can get away with 2. And I absolutely recommend strapping it down. I also recommend, this is, you know, all this stuff is on the website. I also recommend the little C clamps that you get for attaching a camper or a topper to your pickup. It's just a little added security. That's all it is. It's just something a little extra in case maybe a strap was the fail or whatever the case may be. You have the added security of something holding it onto the truck bed. So, again, at its core, it's just a super lightweight, super simplistic hunting rack. And price points, everything's on the website. You're going to be in this with the current versions. They're under $2,200 for the decked out version with the muffin top and all that stuff. But again, you know, later on, I'll probably come out with more options, some with our business class chairs or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm just trying to plan it by ear right now, because the reason why I started out with economy class chairs is because they're the lightest chairs. This is a super lightweight setup, so why not put all that stuff together? You know, it's kind of, to me, that seemed the logical direction to go with it. So, and initially, I built a handful of these out for, you know, available right now on the website. Once these are gone, they're going to be gone for a minute. Right now, I'm working on some new designs. And I'm probably not going to have any chairs and stuff in stock for a hot minute again now that season's kind of wrapping up. Going into next season, we're going to go a lot more big time. More on that later on. But anyways, everything you need to know is on the website. And again, at its base, it's a lightweight, simplistic design, especially for the guys. There's a lot of guys that predator hunt that live in suburban areas and everything else. And they don't have a lot of room to store a big high rack or whatever the case would be. This thing will easily fit in your garage and not take up a lot of space. In fact, if two guys that are, you know, strong enough, you can literally both of y'all pick it up with the chairs on it, sit it down. But like I said before, the way we do design everything is easy to maneuver, easy to take apart and put back together. So you can easily pull off chairs, take the rack off, set it in your garage, put the chairs back on the rack, whatever the case may be. Doesn't take up a lot of space. It's not heavy. Like I said, fully, as you see in the pictures on the website, which is the rack, the bases, the chairs, everything else. The only thing you'll be adding later on is your cushion. And our chairs will take any boat seat. You'll be adding your cushion and a few ball heads. As it sits right now, full combined weight of the chairs with the muffin tops is it was less than 250 pounds. So that's pretty lightweight. And again, that's not a lot of weight sitting on your bed rails. And the way we design them, it forces all the weight outward. So it's not going to be like, it shouldn't mess up your truck if you do everything properly, like we recommend in the actual post. And one last thing, currently right now, if you buy a rack, we will throw in for free, absolutely free, a Vortex Radiant ball head, which is the ball heads we sell on the website and at the store for mounting your rifle to one of our chairs. It comes with your stems and all that stuff. It literally comes with everything you need other than any aftermarket stuff you're going to put on there, meaning your boat seat. I'm working on finding us a setup for selling some of the boat seats and stuff, but we don't have anything right now. And these have never came with the actual seat itself. There is a picture on the website of a rack fully finished out, mounted on a bed. So you can see what that looks like. Don't let that fool you. It doesn't come with the boat seat. But anyways, that's pretty much it for the economy class rack. Like I said, it's very simplistic, very lightweight, relatively inexpensive for all the stuff you're getting. And, you know, I just wanted it to be lightweight, simplistic in weight savings and space savings. Because when you really start thinking about high racks and everything else, a lot of people build them up and then they kind of go through this transition period of add a bunch of shit to it. Then they start taking a bunch of shit off because fuel mileage is a thing and everything else. More people than not don't have the room to store massive racks, or they don't have the need for a big, massive setup and all that stuff. And I wanted to put a rack out first. That was a system that you could buy components and, you know, all that. And just something that would store away nice and neat, and it's literally everything you need and nothing you don't. I myself hunted out of this rack a bunch while I was in development. I freaking love it. As a matter of fact, I've hunted more out of this rack than I have our big racks in quite some time. Because it's easy. I could literally throw it into my truck, go hunt, when I get back, take it back out. It's not a big deal. I don't need equipment anymore. I'll just literally unload it by myself, or I'll take a few chairs off, then unload it. So, I mean, again, all the information is in depth on the website, allymunitions.com, and that is called the TPH Economy Class Rack System. Be looking for the individual racks and other stuff to be available soon enough. I don't know when, because like I said, we're getting ready to make some changes on the designs of the chairs soon. So that's going to change some things. But I may do one last run of chairs, current chairs, and bases and racks, just kind of flush out a few extra things I have left before I go to changing everything. But anyways, let us know in the comments down below what you think about it. If you have one or whatever, if you have some ideas or thoughts or whatever, we're always open to comments. Be sure and subscribe to the channel or hit the like button, whatever you're listening to or whatever the case may be. Do all the things that you're supposed to be doing. Feed the algorithm. Anything to add, John? I feel like you're being a bit dramatic right now.
Yeah, we should definitely talk about the